What is going on, everyone? This is Rich Killen with the Welcome to Hope podcast. Today, I wanted to give you guys a little life hack. A life hack for mental health. This is probably, well, it's something we all do, but probably don't do enough. In fact, I would say most of us probably don't do this as much as we should, and that's sleep. Sleep, I think, is very underrated. We know that we do it because we need to, and because we're tired, and you know, I think most of us understand, especially for children, sleep is good because it helps the body to develop and all of those kinds of things. But I don't think we realize how important it is for our own mental health. As most of us know, when we're sleeping, we go through different stages of sleep. And every stage plays a different part of the brain and its ability to think better and to learn and to restore memory. It also has very profound effects on emotional and mental health. In fact, and I'm getting this information from the sleepfoundation.org. So they do all kinds of research on sleep. And I'm going to read this paragraph from this article I found here. It says, sufficient sleep, especially REM sleep, facilitates the brain's processing of emotional information. During sleep, the brain works to evaluate and remember thoughts and memories, and it appears that a lack of sleep is especially harmful to the consolidation of positive emotional content. This can influence mood and emotional reactivity and is tied to mental health disorders and their severity, including the risk of suicidal ideas or behaviors. So, when we are able to get sufficient sleep, it allows our brain to consolidate these memories. It helps us to restore some of our like emotional functioning. A question that people get sometimes, and I've had people come into my office asking this question, where they start talking about a dream that they had, and wondering if there's any sort of like significance to that dream. And the answer is it depends. Dreams certainly are very random. But sometimes there are themes in these dreams that might point to something else. And especially with when it comes to like nightmares. A lot of times the nightmares are coming out because this is the body's way or the brain's way of trying to process some of these fears that we might have. And it may not be portrayed in the exact same way that you thought about in this nightmare, but there's probably something there that you are ultimately afraid of, that might be sort of a little breadcrumb, for things that maybe you need to work on. And in fact, that when people have PTSD, a lot of times they have nightmares that come with that, whether they're kind of these flashbacks or things like that. And a lot of times people with PTSD have a hard time sleeping, in part because of these nightmares, and they don't want to go to sleep, or these nightmares might wake them up. But that's usually a sign that, you know, there's something that needs to be addressed there. And in the brain, there are certain things, certain emotions that our brain is kind of able to move from one part of the brain to another. And it can only do that through sleep. And when it doesn't get sufficient sleep, it's not able to do that and move these memories to a place that is more beneficial or healthier. And so sometimes as it relates to mental health and sleep, sometimes if we are struggling with PTSD or we're struggling with depression, anxiety, or any other sort of disorder along those lines, sometimes that can impact our sleep negatively. But also the reverse is true, is that our lack of sleep can also create these things in us. So what do we do with this? Well, I think the first thing is we need to improve our sleep. And we have a tendency to do things that affect that in a negative way. For starters, alcohol can interrupt the body's way of, or the body's ability to go through all of these stages. And so there's people out there who maybe have a hard time sleeping, who might drink more at night in order to help them fall asleep. But the reality is you're probably not going to get through those stages effectively because of the alcohol. You don't get as much deep sleep when there's alcohol in your system. In fact, as a little bit of a side note, you know, people drink alcohol a lot of times to help them relax or to de-stress. But the reality is the alcohol actually increases the cortisol in our bodies once the alcohol is out of our system. And so it's kind of ironic that the thing we do to try and help us is actually hurting us when it comes to alcohol. You know, and then there's other things that cause these things, you know, tobacco, other sorts of drugs of that sort impact our ability to go through these stages effectively. Sometimes it's watching TV or being on our phones at a certain time. All of these things can impact our ability to get a good night's sleep, which ultimately is then going to impact our own mental health. And so I'm going to throw out some things here really quick. Just if anybody's listening that struggles with their sleep, maybe some things to try, some good kind of sleep hygiene tips. Some of these maybe you've heard of, maybe some of these you haven't, but having a set bedtime and a set sleep schedule, that's very helpful because your body begins to learn these things, and it helps with the circadian rhythm and all of those kinds of things that is natural in our body. Finding some sort of relaxation technique, could be some meditation before bed. Could be some other like deep breathing exercises, anything that helps you to just calm down and relax. I know there's been times where I've tried to maybe play some video games or something before bed, and I always have a hard time sleeping, especially if it's a game that kind of gets my adrenaline going a little bit. Sometimes the lighting can make it difficult. So trying to either dim the lights or block out excess light. Exercise and natural light exposure during the day can be helpful. I've heard some people that say that exercise before bed is also helpful. And so that would be something to try for yourself. And ultimately, just trying to maximize the comfort of your bed, pillows, the sheets, all of those kinds of things. If you're able to do this, and again, I started this out by saying, I'm going to give you all a life hack. And I believe that sleep is a good life hack for our own mental health, for our own emotional health. And if we can do that, that's going to help us to have this emotional stability. It's going to allow us to feel calm and be able to manage our emotions. There won't be so many ups and downs, in life. I know for myself, recently there's been a lot of stressful things going on, and my emotional stability was not as good as it usually is. And part of that is because I was going to sleep later, because I was busy and there's other things going on, or I wasn't able to get the same amount of deep sleep and be able to go through those stages like I normally do. I have one of those smartwatches, and one of the reasons I like it so much is I actually like to keep track of my sleep. And I could tell that during this period of time, it gives me a rating on all of the different sleep stages. And I could tell that during this time, I was not getting as much deep sleep as I normally am. And it showed in my lack of emotional stability. It also creates a resilience, an ability to cope with stresses of daily life. We all have stressful things that happen throughout the day. And just life, and there's these negative things that just happen. And when we're able to get good sleep, we develop this resiliency to be able to deal with those things. And those things, sometimes they're big things, but then usually those small things don't bother us like they do when we are feeling very stressed. And then it creates an optimism, right? We feel positive about our life, about our future. And it's not this like toxic positivity that's going to, everything's wonderful. And you just ignore any of the bad stuff. It's not that. It's a recognizing that bad stuff will happen, but I will be able to overcome it. So my challenge for all of you this week is to try to get better sleep. Coming up here next week, today is November 16th, which means next week is Thanksgiving, next Thursday. I think this is a great time to practice this. A lot of us, when we have that turkey and the tryptophan and all of that kind of stuff, we may be taking a nap or two after a Thanksgiving meal. And I encourage you to embrace that. If you don't have work or you don't have school, this is a great time to maybe catch up on some sleep. And maybe even journaling a little bit. If you're going to try this, journal a little bit and recognize, okay, today I got X amount of sleep and I felt... And just write down how you felt throughout the day and notice any differences that you might be able to experience. Because I really think that besides all the physical health benefits of being able to get a good night's sleep, there are equally as many mental and emotional health benefits in doing it. Feel free to share this with anybody that you think might benefit. Next week, we will not have a podcast. So unfortunately, you guys are going to have to wait a couple weeks because I'm going to go on vacation with my family. And I am looking forward to it, and I look forward to getting more sleep. So we will do this again in a couple weeks. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. And we will have more great episodes for you coming up here in a couple weeks.
The content in this program is not intended to be a substitute for professional counseling, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your mental health professional or other qualified mental health provider with any questions you may have. Never disregard professional advice or delay seeking counseling because of something you have heard on this podcast. If you or someone you know is in need of counseling in the state of Arizona, feel free to call us at 602-488-6104. If you are in crisis or think you may have an emergency, please call 911 immediately. If you are in Maricopa County, Arizona, and are in a behavioral health crisis, you can call the crisis hotline at 1-800-631-1314. If you are outside of Maricopa County, you can call your local crisis hotline or simply dial 988 for the National Suicide Hotline. If you are outside of the United States, please call your local emergency number immediately.